With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's go through yesterday's games first, and we'll start with the classic between San Francisco and Dallas. A game, by the way, Danny, that I thought for most of the day was not going to be close at all. The 49ers got on the board first, a clinical first drive, 7 plays, 75 yards off Kyle Shanahan's script. Elijah Mitchell rushes for a 4-yard touchdown around the right end. They took a 7-0 lead. They would get field goals to make it 10-0 and 13-0 later in the first and then early in the second quarter, and the Cowboys were sputtering and couldn't do anything on offense. In the end, though, despite being down 23-7 with about 12 minutes to play, Dallas got back into the game, had a furious march late, and then we had a controversial, pretty crazy ending. Really, the last 30 minutes in real time, 4 minutes of the game were nuts. From the spot, originally a first down, to then being inches shy, to then Shanahan going quarterback sneak, but they did a weird shift, and there was an illegal shift because Garoppolo snapped the ball too fast, so then they had the punt. The Cowboys got the ball. I don't know what the 49ers were doing defensively, Danny. They were playing 15 yards off the ball, just giving Dallas the sideline in 10, 12-yard chunks, and they got all the way down to midfield with still over 20 seconds left. And then in their infinite wisdom, Mike McCarthy and Kellen Moore, their offensive coordinator, called a quarterback sneak slash draw with 14 seconds to go. And by the time Dak slid, by the time he got up, didn't give the ball back to the official, which he should have. They spotted the ball on their own. The back judge comes running in, the umpire, I guess, technically. He rams into Dak Prescott, who's trying to get the snap. There's no time to get the snap off. So it looked way worse than it probably was from an officiating standpoint. The rule is, you don't get to snap the ball before I touch it. I've got to spot it. They even, by the way, stole 2.5 yards. He slid at the 26. They spotted it for themselves at the 23. And the ref comes in to respot the ball right at the 23.5. And by the time they snapped the ball, it was triple zeros on the clock. The game had ended. An unbelievable meltdown for a Cowboys team that committed 14 penalties for 90 yards as a favorite at home. And they are out in round one of the playoffs.
Number one, it was so delightful. Number two, San Francisco was in the midst of their own meltdown. San Francisco starts the game. Touchdown, field goal, field goal, field goal. Probably should have had another touchdown in there, too. They stalled out in the red zone a couple different times. Their second half, punt, touchdown on a one-play drive after turnover, punt, interception, punt, punt. San Francisco, to your point, GP, at the start of that, was dominating that game. They were the better team for about 45, 50 minutes. Then all of a sudden, they couldn't do anything. Garoppolo throws that pick. George Kittle tried to fumble the ball, but it was ruled incomplete. Thank goodness it bounced first. That's another opportunity there for Dallas to score and go down and make this a game. This should not have been a game, but then, of course, there it was. So Cowboy fans and folks are going, hey, 14 penalties, that's too many. Then the way the shenanigans looked at the end of the ball game. So let's say that, you know, a few of those penalties are illegitimate, right? Instead of, you know, 14, let's call it 12 should have been called, 11 should have been called, 9, 10. It's still too many. Dallas was their own worst enemy through most of this game, and San Francisco took advantage. San Francisco deserved to win the football game. And I like it when, despite the shenanigans, despite the, you know, all the different things that led to this weird point, that the right team won in the end. And I know it's just because I hate Dallas, but San Francisco was better throughout, their own meltdowns kind of notwithstanding there at the end. But that was a crazy, crazy ending.
Yeah, they outgained the Cowboys, even with all the garbage time production Dallas had on their final drive and really their last couple drives, by almost 40 yards. They outgained them by a full yard per play in the game. They ran more plays while the game was competitive before the furious end for the Cowboys. I mean, there was really no metric you'd look at that wouldn't have said San Francisco shouldn't win. I didn't love some of the decisions from Kyle Shanahan. I thought he was coaching at times not to lose rather than to win. The one time they actually tried to go for a fourth down, it was fourth in literal inches. And they ran a QB sneak with a shift beforehand, which I thought was unnecessary, and they should have just snapped the ball without shifting anybody. And Garoppolo, 25 for 25 on QB sneaks in his career, would have gotten it without incident, as he did, but it just came back because of the shift. But there were fourth and ones multiple times in the game before that where they decided to bring on the special teams unit. And I really didn't understand why he was doing that. You got a great running game. You got Deebo Samuel as a dual threat who was a machine. I mean, he had a prolific game. By the way, what a weapon he is.
Yes,
just a
amazing.
Special talent. He had 72 rushing yards, the most by a wide receiver in a playoff game since 1966. But this was the end of the game. This was the frenzied, crazy final seconds. CBS telecast was wacky. Tony Romo didn't know what was going on. Jim Nance was trying to break it all down yesterday afternoon.
San Francisco to get to the quarterback here. Prescott takes off running the football. Whoa, I don't think this is going to work out.
It will. They'll be able to clock this. They were planning for it. It's down. Oh, my gosh.
The official gets in the way. The game's over.
Oh, my gosh.
The game is over.
Oh, he did.
You heard Romo say, oh, my gosh. Because his original point was correct. He says, no, they got plenty of time. They're fine. Because when Dak got up, they did still have, I think it was at least 6, maybe as much as 9 seconds left in the game. But Larry Fitzgerald style, you have to hand the ball to the official and drag that official toward the spot and say, put this ball down so I can spike it. Now, the call itself was egregiously bad. I think we can agree with that. To call a middle-of-the-field sneak when you don't have any timeouts and everything has to be perfect so that you can snap the ball and you're relying upon officials to be excellent. Watch the whole weekend's worth of games. Why would you rely upon officials to be excellent? Don't put the game in their hands. Just to save yourself with a second or two left, is another 10 yards, 12 yards, 14 yards that helpful to throw the ball to the end zone from the 25 instead of the 40 or so? I can't imagine. So the call was bad. But I think Dak's execution was worse. He could have slid sooner, saving time. He could have gotten up and gotten the ball to the official. He could have made sure they had enough time to spike it. And he didn't know he was going to get run into. I mean, that was the craziest part was there was still a couple seconds left. And in real time, I thought, oh, my God, if that guy didn't run into Dak, he would have snapped it. He would have spiked it. And the game stops. And there's a second left. But I didn't realize the rule that the official has to touch the ball before the snap. It's okay for me not to realize that. Dak's got to know that. Someone in his headset has to tell him before that snap, get the ball to an official. And it just didn't happen. And so Kellen Moore, who called that play, seemingly gets a pass because everyone wants to beat up on Mike McCarthy, as they always do, as Moore will now go on to interview for head coaching jobs. But everyone involved should be embarrassed by that. This was McCarthy asked about it after the game.
We call thresholds and, you know, the field position, what yard line you're at and what you're trying to get to, too, based on, you know, defense that they're trying to, the defense that they were playing. They were in a sideline defense, so they were protecting the sidelines. And so that was the best option to, you know, to be able to get the ball. I mean, it's like anything else. Do you want to be running a Hail Mary play from the 50-yard line, or you want to be running 5 verticals from the 25-yard line? So that's the decision. It's the right decision. You know, it's just like anything. It's, you know, the execution between us and the officiating spotting the ball obviously wasn't in tune, wasn't, you know, we shouldn't have had any problem getting the ball spotted there. Just if that's, is that the quote you're looking for? Yeah, so.
41-yard line was the spot, not midfield. They were at the 41.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty easy throw to the end zone. Now, obviously, it's higher percentage to go 5 verticals from the 25. I know what they were trying to do. But if you don't have enough time, then nothing else matters.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.